You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Respect the past and represent the future with new gear from the Cleveland Browns Pro Shop. Shop the large selection of all new jerseys, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Stop by the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. That's Monday through Sunday. Or shop now on shop.clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app. Speaking of the Browns mobile app, download it now. And if you can, check out the Dane Brugler interview if you missed it. It's Mailbag Wednesday. Get your questions into us using the hashtag mailbag at Browns_daily. Deflategate is running wild. We've got a lot of talk about the Browns and the rankings, and people on Twitter, for the most part, certainly saying the Browns are better than that ranking. A lot of people, obviously you got your Hoyer supporters out there, but I do think it's going to be interesting to see it play out. I think they did a good job. Dane Brugler agreeing that the Browns did a very good job in this draft. So it was their top five draft classes on his board, so that was a good thing. And one of the guys that he highlighted, cornerback Ifo Ekpre Olamu, is going to be with us in just a few minutes.
Yes,
talking
he will.
To us live here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
To talk about the power rankings, for me personally, is I don't agree with ranking us at 28th the way we've been ranked at ESPN.com. But I will say this, that with the progress that we make and solidifying the quarterback position, whether it's Josh McCown or Johnny Manziel between now and, say, the third week of training camp, that our opening season power ranking will be 5 points higher than it is right now. So I think we'll start the season at least, okay, we'll say 23 or 24 safely, is because as the national analysts get perspective and are here for training camp and, word out of OTAs and so on and so forth, and really, hearing about how things are coming together for this organization with all the additions of the free agents that we added in week two, and then the participants from this draft class, and how they're growing together, they're going to simply bump us up for that reason without even having played a football game.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be a year of growth, a year where you see the team really bring it, and I think you're going to see that identity established. The schedule is tougher. There's no bones about it. But I think that this is a team that's going to be very, very competitive going forward. I think that this is going to be a team that's going to be in every game, tough, tough defense, et cetera.
Yeah, and so it's the intangibles, and I hope that we can build on that taste that, of being 7-4 last year and being in that, having those playoff talks and how energetic and fun it was to be a Cleveland Brown and to come into work every day hungry to grow. There were just some simple shortcomings at positions and in schemes here in Cleveland last year that the talent on that roster couldn't overcome to finish the gig. And so in saying that, you heard the Joe Hayden interview and Joe Thomas both last year during the season at 7-4 and then also this offseason talking about they don't want to go through their whole career and never have played a playoff game and we can't play forever. And that's got to rub off on the other guys so that we can all get it going together at one point, and no point better than right now.
No, there's something interesting I'd like to point out. I just got an article. The Bleacher Report just ranked all 32 offenses in the NFL post-draft.
Okay, here we go.
Gibbs, where are the Browns ranked?
In my ranking?
Yeah.
Offense.
Offense, just offense in the NFL.
Where? In the NFL right now,
yeah,
I would say they probably have them probably 19th or 20th.
I'm going to go with 30th.
32nd. Bleacher Report is saying that the Cleveland Browns have the worst.
Is that our guy Miller?
In the National Football. No, he's a draft guy. This is written by Russell S. Baxter. Baxter! I want to punt Baxter right off the bridge, man.
Yeah, line him up in front of us.
Where's Jack Black where you need him? 32nd.
I thought they would be a little bit better with the running game, at least.
I would think. And the receivers are better, and you have the best offensive line in football.
Are they? Is that just going off of stats from last year?
Because that's it's just power ranking all 32 offenses in the NFL post-draft. Like, they have the Titans ahead of us. I mean, they have everybody ahead of us. Name a team in the National Football League. They are ahead of the Cleveland Football Browns. They've got, 32nd. I wonder where they rank the defense. That'll be fun to look at.
Yes, it will. The one thing I'm excited to see is John DeFilippo's
32nd.
Offense.
32nd? That's offensive.
Are you telling me the Titans are better?
They might have more. They certainly made more of an investment in talent. They've got Mariota. They've got Doriel Green Beckham. They've got Justin Hunter. They've got Kendall Wright. They've got Delanie Walker. They've got Bishop Sankey and
okay,
Cobb.
Never mind.
The team that I think is ranked unbelievably high. I guess the Redskins have potential.
Maybe we are 32.
We're better than the Jags. Blake Bortles is not an NFL quarterback.
Come on, yeah.
We're better than the Jags. They have a lot of young talent. I like how they've surrounded him with young talent, yeah. But we're a better offense. And we're a better offense than the Buffalo Bills. I guess Shady McCoy probably is why they got bumped up so high.
For sure.
But I still think we're a better offense than they are.
I do, too.
Our offensive line's getting no respect.
We are killing our argument right now, just so you know.
I'm not killing any argument.
But, again, to play the other side of the coin, you have to look at the Cleveland Browns and say you've lost Brian Hoyer, you've lost Jordan Cameron, you have a new offensive coordinator.
You lost
again.
Brian Hoyer? You say that like that's a loss.
No, I'm – okay. But in the eyes of an analyst
– I have another stat for everybody, by the way. Highest rate of interceptable passes thrown last year in the National Football League?
Okay.
Brian Hoyer. Go ahead. Sorry.
No.
I made you mad.
You've already cut me off.
Go ahead.
I'm done.
I'm sorry. No. I'm not going to talk.
Shocking development.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
Two-part questions, cutting off. Things like that happen. Shenanigans.
There's got to be a team that we have a better offense than in the National Football League.
You just made cases for every team that I think we would make it.
I like our team, though. I think we've got a the Jets, they have talent, but I don't know that they're a better offense.
I think when you throw everything in a hat and you look at the Cleveland Browns as an offensive football team, there's just a lot of new moving parts. Dwayne Bowe, Brian Hartline, you don't know what you're going to get at the end. Josh McCown, you don't know what you're going to get out of him. Johnny Manziel, you don't know what you're going to get out of him. John DeFilippo, first-year offensive coordinator, don't know what you're going to get out of him. Tight end position, Rob Hauser, don't know what you're going to get out of him. So, and two young backs, you add a third. You've got three guys with a combined 2 years of NFL experience. You don't know what you're going to get out of them. Then you go back to the offensive line, and that's the only thing that reels you in, because when it was good last year, it was really good. But when it wasn't, it was really, really bad.
I'm going to tell you, it's based on the fact that they don't like the quarterback, or they don't give any credit for the quarterback, and that's a huge issue for the Browns. And the receivers, the skill position players of the Browns are significantly better than they were a year ago. So what was the – I wonder what the offense was ranked last year. Was the offense ranked 38th?
40th.
40th? How low can you go?
They have the Alabama Crimson Tide in front of us.
Here's the write-up. We wish we could be a little more optimistic when it comes to the Browns, but the proof is in the pudding, and the flavor would be vanilla. I like vanilla pudding. I prefer banana pudding.
Oh,
banana pudding.
Banana pudding pops, baby.
Oh, man. Yeah, the there you go. Simply put, the lack of offensive weapons when it comes to this club is disappointing. Journeyman Josh McCown slated to become the team's 23rd different starting quarterback since the franchise re-entered the league in 99. Future first-round pick Johnny Manziel is anybody's guest. While the team has a decent stable of running backs in West and Crow, the pass-catching options have changed from recent years. Let's not give any credit to the Duke here, my friend. Wideout Josh Gordon has been suspended for all of 2015. Pro Bowl tight end Jordan Cameron's now with the Dolphins. Miles Austin's with the Eagles. Enter Dwayne Bowe, Brian Hartline, and the return of the team leader in receptions, Andrew Hawkins.
You know what? I'm good with everybody having that perspective on the Cleveland Browns going into the season, because if I were in this locker room right now, or I were a leader on this team, it's, you know, you break down every huddle, you know, show it, prove it, show me. Everybody has that show me perspective, and that's why it's
good.
Easy for them to come in at 32. But do you, if you're an analyst, whoever this, what did you say his name is? Baxter guy?
Baxter!
You know, if you have the Cleveland Browns at 19 where Gibbs thought they might be, and they end up being 27th, you look like you don't know what you're talking about. So if you start them at 32, they can only move up.
That's right. The Browns will be moving. I like it. All this, prove it to me. I feel good about the direction. I like what the team's done. And I think one of the smartest things they did on draft day was use a 7th-round pick on Ifo Ikpre Olumu, who joins us now. Was that close? Was I close on that?
Kind of. Almost.
Almost? How? Give me the last name.
Ikpre Olumu.
Olumu. Okay, I'll get that. I'll have that right for the rest of the time. Ifo, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on coming here into the National Football League. I know that had it not been for the injury, it would have been significantly earlier on draft day. But how do you feel about having a team that is rich at the cornerback position say, you know what, we've got a lot of great guys here, but we want to bring you in to be a part of this organization as well?
I mean, I'm excited to be a part of an organization that has a lot of history, and especially, like you said, in the defensive backfield and the cornerback position, they have a lot of talent, a lot of veterans that you're going to be able to learn from and really pick each person's brain and become a better player every day.
Ifo, for you, again, you know, hearing the conference call that you just did, or overhearing the conference call that you were just doing with some of the Cleveland media, you talked about, you know, learning and talking about your injury, where did you feel going into the NFL draft that you would be picked knowing that you were coming off a significant injury?
See, that was the thing. Coming off injury, you never know where you're going to be picked. I mean, I wasn't expecting to get picked in the seventh round, but it happened, so I really just have to move on past that. And, I mean, I'm excited to even get the opportunity. It doesn't really matter where you start. It really matters what you do from there. And, I mean, I'm happy and blessed to be with the Cleveland Browns and to be a part of a great organization.
Update us on your injury, and do you expect to take kind of this first year as kind of a redshirt injury year?
That's really all going to be dependent on the coaching staff and the doctors. I'm really just going to do everything on my part to be ready to play. And if I'm 100% and healthy, I think that I'll be able to contribute, whether it's on special teams or on defense. And that's really, like I said, it's really going to be dependent on the doctors if they think I'm ready to go. But on my part, I'm going to do everything I can every day to be ready to go.
Ifo, the one common thread for Ray Farmer and these, yourself and the 12 other 11 individuals that were drafted is they all had an inclination that the Browns were interested in them or had a significant amount of talks with the Cleveland Browns throughout the draft process, whether it's Senior Bowl, Combine, individual workouts, or pro days. Was that very similar to your story as well in your talks with the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I came on a visit there and met with Coach O'Neill, Coach Halfley, Coach Payton, and I mean, they really thought that I could be a great player here, and they really had a lot of confidence in my game. So this was definitely a team that I wanted to play for, and I'm excited that they brought me aboard.
Talk about your skill set. What do you think you bring to the cornerback position?
I think I bring a lot of versatility, whether it's covering receiver on the outside, in the slot, playing safety, playing special teams, punt gunner, kickoff. I feel like I can do a lot of different things on the football field, and I've been able to show it throughout my career.
Have you talked with the coaching staff about where they ultimately envision you fitting into this secondary?
Talking with Coach Halfley, he just said he thinks I can play on the outside and in the slot, whether it's going up against receivers where they line up on the outside one play and then they move into the slot the next play. Said he wants guys that are versatile that can follow receivers around rather than the receivers trying to go away from you.
Ifo, a teammate of yours, Marcus Mariota, drafted number 2 overall, was rumored to potentially maybe come to Cleveland, teams wanting to move up, move back, and also to maybe relink him with Chip Kelly, a former head coach of yours, and also his. Just give us a brief synopsis of how he is as a teammate and how you think his game will transfer in the National Football League.
I mean, as far as a teammate, he's one of those guys that you'll always remember of him being your teammate. He's a guy that really makes everybody around him better, whether it's in the weight room, in the meeting rooms, team meetings. He's just a guy that kind of really elevates the team's game, his teammates' game, just by really his just demeanor. Every day he comes with the same type of approach that really pushes you. You see him working and you decide, oh, I'm just going to work a little bit harder today. And, I mean, as far as translating to NFL, I think if it's anybody that can, I think he can just by his knowledge. He's probably one of the smartest players and people that I know. I mean, playing with Marcus and seeing him even in the classroom, he's a guy with high 3-point-something GPA. He's a guy that challenged himself in the classroom, challenged himself on the football field. Just with talking with him, I mean, he can go over every single game that he's played in and talk about a specific throw.
Now that you've been drafted, given the insurance policy you had, were you actually happy you didn't go in necessarily the third round?
I wouldn't say I'm really happy about it, but I mean, it is what it is. I'm not really too sure about the details of the insurance policy, and I'm not going to really worry about that too much.
Sure.
Let my mom and agent worry about
handle
that.
Handle the business.
But,
smart kid.
Yeah, handle the business. But I'm just, on my part, I'm just going to go out there and play and get healthy.
At Oregon, you guys were kind of, you had all the uniforms, all the different combinations all over the place, and the Browns got new uniforms this year. And some people say with all the 9 combinations that they can put together, they're, like the Oregon of the NFL, some have said. What do you think about the Browns' new duds coming from a school that specializes in top-flight uniforms?
They look great. I mean, as long as you can play and breathe in them, I wouldn't really care about how they feel. How they look. But, I mean, the jerseys look great, and they're really trying to innovate the NFL, so that's always a good thing to do.
Have you got an opportunity to talk with Joe Haden yet or any of the players currently in the cornerback room?
No, not yet. I'm actually headed out there tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes. And I'm sure the coaches will probably want me to connect with the other defensive backs.
Ifo, appreciate the time. Welcome to the Cleveland Browns. We're very happy to have you. Many people in this building and outside of this building have called you the absolute steal of the 2015 NFL draft, and we're happy that you are a member of the Cleveland Browns, and I think the Dog Pound very happy about it as well. So thank you very much, and congratulations to you on making it to the NFL and becoming a Brown.
Thank you. It means a lot.
It means a lot to have you. Yes, best of luck in your rehab, and hope that goes well and get you back out there quicker and better than ever. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines again, 216-578-0850 here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.